Bank of Cardiff, this is Steve.
Yes, Steve, this is John at Gardenwell. We're returning a call.
Oh, hey, John, how you doing?
I'm doing okay. How can I help you?
Actually, I was just trying to, I knew you were busy, so I didn't want to take up much of your time. I was actually just trying to follow up with you. I sent out an offer to your business like 2.5 weeks ago. I'm just seeing if you had seen that.
An offer?
Yeah. I'll just cut to the chase. I'm not going to do the whole spiel here. It was just for some equipment or some capital. I'm just following up. It was through direct mail. I know you guys, these usually go to trash, but I'm just seeing if you guys have any needs now or sometime in the future, or if there's any time of the year you guys like to do that kind of thing. And it was like, I think it was, you guys were pre-approved for like $250,000 or something like that.
Well, never pre-approved for $250,000. It got on somebody's mail list maybe to apply for $250,000.
Well, you sent out mailers. I don't have your file up here in front of me. I did at the time, but that's what I was doing, just following up with you guys. The whole pre-approval thing, the reason they say the pre-approval is just because it's based off of your borrowing history that you have in the past, and it's just, you guys have some good borrowing history, so that's why we do the follow-up, and, you know, that's the whole thing there. So, that's what I'm doing. I'm just seeing if you guys have any kind of needs, or there's anybody that can help you.
Capital loans, that's what you're talking about, correct?
Yeah, we do capital, and we also do equipment financing.
Uh-huh. Well, I mean, we have a little bit of stuff floored through GE and through Synchrony, not that much.
Mm-hmm.
So the only other thing is my other business where I have, like zero interest credit card advances. That's the only other point of capital replacement.
Sure. Yeah. And capital is actually really similar to a line of credit. The difference is that, you know, with your credit card, you know, that you're kind of going against your credit, and you know, the capital is actually off for your annual sales. Just out of curiosity, you're still doing business with GE?
Yes. Uh huh.
Okay. They didn't give it over to Synchrony or anything like that, because I know that GE kind of, they don't do.
Well, that's what we were told by Aaron's Gravely, but then. No, it was just Aaron's and Gravely got rid of GE, but I had to redo all my GE for Husqvarna.
Oh, wow, okay.
Husqvarna's through GE and Aaron's Gravely's through Synchrony.
Oh, wow, okay. Is that like a continuous thing? I'm just curious. The only reason I'm asking is just because I know.
I know it's continuous, yeah.
Okay. Because the reason I'm asking is because I know that GE kind of gave up like on doing financing just because it got too risky for them. That's the only reason I'm asking. So I was just curious. But
well,
yeah, okay.
I think GE sold off that division.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
I believe it's something like that. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So what are the interest rates on lines?
Well, it all depends on what you're, you know, if you're looking to do. Like if you're trying, are you trying to do another capital loan, or if you're asking about capital or equipment?
Capital and equipment. Yeah.
Okay, well, I'll just go over them both a little bit. So our capital, you know, it's ours is unsecured cash, so there's no collateral. So with that being said, it's going to be shorter term, and due to it being, you know, unsecured cash, it might be a little bit more expensive than your normal, but that's only because it is unsecured. And with the equipment, you know, that's your traditional line or your traditional loan. So it's like 2 to 5 year terms, and you're probably looking at mid single digits. And the reason I'm giving you like those, that kind of rate like that is just because it's based off a whole bunch of different factors, especially on our capital loans. You know, I can't just give you a single number. And the reason being is because it's unsecured. I don't know the health of the business. I don't know a lot of things. So there's a lot of different factors that can go into it. I don't want to give you a certain number. Because if I were to do that, and you were to do a capital loan, I was like, oh, yeah, it's, 3%. And then it comes back being a little bit way more than that, then I look like a liar. So I can't really put that out there.
No, I understand. Well, I mean, what's a general range?
What would you be looking, like how much?
Probably like $50,000.
$50,000? Okay. So, with the working capital, you know, if the health of the business is good, you know, and people that qualify for you, know, let's just say if you qualify for the best program possible, you know, you'd probably be starting about maybe 10 cents on the dollar, and it goes up there from there. And again, the reason that being that said is because it's unsecured. It's a little bit risky, and, you know, it's going to be shorter term, and that's the only reason there.
Now, if you're
looking for, like, equipment, about $50,000, now that's different. It's, you know, that's a longer term, so it's going to be a smaller rate, and that's usually, you know, based off your credit, and that's going to be, you know, in the mid-single digits. Now, I can give you harder numbers if you were trying to do the equipment side.
Uh-huh. Okay.
But yeah, I mean, it's all dependent on what you're looking for and what you're trying to do, you know, and that's my job. I'm here to get you the, you know, qualified for the best program available. And that's, you know, and I'm not also one of those people that like to do one transaction and close up shop. You know, that's not going to keep our doors open over here. You know what I mean? You like to do relationship and, you know, build it. And, you know, once you establish that relationship and your, you know, payment history and all that stuff, you know, you actually get qualified for the much better programs that we offer. So, yeah, are you looking to do something?
Okay. Well, you know, nothing like today, but maybe give me a call back in about 2 months.
2 months,
and I might have some things going at that time.
Cool. What were you thinking about doing in 2 months?
Well, actually, looking into doing some construction.
Oh, right on. Big job?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Right on. Do you ever, just curious, do you ever take advantage of the Section 179 on the tax form?
Every day.
There you go. Right on. That's the best way.
That's America, the only way to live.
That is. In America, I guess you can't make a profit or else they get mad.
All right.
All right, man. All right. Well, I'll follow up with you in 2 months then, I guess. Actually, okay. What's your phone number again? I don't have your follow-up here.
559-651-3388.
3388. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Bye.
Bye-bye.